From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are news, we are information, we are book club. I am Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It's Friday, March 28th, 2008. First rule of book club, read the book. You have this weekend, people. We're having our inaugural book club. It's going to happen online April 1st. No joke, no April Fool's Day here. Mm-hmm. It's In the Country of Men by Hisham Attar. And then actually, I'm very excited. I'm giving too much away that I get to interview him the next day.
Very cool.
And we'll put that online. We'll probably put it on the radio as well for everybody.
Are you done? Have you finished?
I'm halfway through. Okay. I'm halfway through, but I'm planning a quiet inside kind of weekend. It's rainy in here in New York,
yeah.
So
no, I think I'll
perfect
do that
kind of weekend. On the show today, however, we are going to take a look at all of the presidential candidates' economic speeches. Everybody decided to jump on the economic bandwagon this week. NPR's Adam Davidson is here to tell us who said what about that mortgage thing and how they're going to fix it if they can, and he'll explain it a lot better
indeed,
than that.
Indeed, yeah. That's why he's the expert. Also, Daniel Holloway is here to talk movies. It's Friday. That's what we do. One of the big ones coming out this weekend is called Stop Loss. We'll get a review, and we'll also get an explanation of what this policy is from Ann Scott Tyson. She's with the Washington Post.
All right, think back to almost exactly a year ago. The biggest news story on April 4th really had to be Don Imus's comments about the Rutgers basketball team.
Indeed.
Can you believe it was a year ago? In the interim, a woman's name has become somewhat of a household name. She's been the picture of grace and strength. I do believe C. Vivian Stringer has a new book out called Standing Tall, a memoir of tragedy and triumph. She's had quite an amazing life, and she's going to join us live.
That's great.
Very excited about that. All that plus today's headlines in just a minute. But first,
worried about your weekend plans? Scared by all the news reports of grounded planes and canceled flights? Well, the nation's airplanes should be ready for liftoff again.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Okay, that wasn't an airline spokesman. Inspections of MD-80 aircraft meant Delta stranded a few thousand passengers in Atlanta as it began halting 275 flights, the company said. American scrubbed out 450 flights over 2 days.
Now, both airlines said yesterday they expect to finish up inspections overnight. The inspections were prompted by a Federal Aviation Administration audit of maintenance records of the nation's largest airlines. The FAA is expected to release the results of that audit next week.
Late last night, Delta and American apologized to customers who were inconvenienced. In a message on its website, Delta also said that voluntarily rechecking a section of aircraft wiring, quote, was the right decision.
But David Stempler, president of the Airline Travelers Association, told the Associated Press that the cancellations could have been handled better.
With all of the ways that they have to communicate with passengers, whether it's by email or by phone or instant messaging, they can certainly do a better job of alerting passengers that their flights are canceled.
Traveler Michael Straub was trying to get from Austin to Nashville. He says American canceled his flight in Texas and rerouted him on Delta, which then canceled his connecting flight in Atlanta and left him stranded there. He spent the night sleeping on a baggage claim carousel and says the airlines were of little help.
They told me, no, we're not able to buy a car for you. We have your best, you know, we have your best interest in mind. I'm like, well, if you have your best interest in mind, why don't you give me a car?
Now, lapses on inspections of Southwest Airlines Boeing 737s triggered this FAA audit. Airlines were checking to ensure that wiring from an auxiliary hydraulic pump was properly installed to minimize risks for electrical shorts that could spark fires.
But while that may sound alarming, aviation industry consultant Michael Boyd told NPR yesterday that there's no cause for concern.
Don't buy into this nonsense that these are aging airplanes and they're getting unsafe. That is blatantly untrue. Normally put out by journalists that really don't know the industry but really want to get some great ink.
You can keep up to date on this story by going to npr.org. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.